Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think they'll be wanting to play this course anytime soon. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Grant for talking Braves with us. He mentioned this. 3 games against the Mets. 3 against the Marlins, 4 against the Mets, 3 against the Phillies.
Right.
That's the stretch.
Make or break.
After this series with the Rockies, that's going to determine where these Braves go. And we're going to know. I mean, Mike, if you lose all of those series, potentially, I don't know how you get back in this. If you are able to win all of those series,
right,
you're still probably going to need some help, but, man, you'd be in such a great position. But now we're talking about this team that hasn't done this all season. Winning 4 series in a row.
Against really good teams.
Good teams.
Marlins, right. Again, who are we to laugh at the Marlins the way the Braves have been playing, to Grant's point. But, yeah, man, they've got to get on a heater. This is one where you've got the athletes. We've covered this. Pitching's been okay. Bullpen's been shaky. But the offense has been just woefully inept.
Terrible. Yeah. Let's talk about the U.S. Open, Mike, and then we'll share a couple of stories, guys. We're live and have been today over here at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Suppo. People coming in.
Good to see our man Oren with his lovely wife.
Yes, after having their new baby. But we are looking forward to seeing all of you guys, our winners out here, because, again, it was a contest that folks won. U.S. Open. And, look, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to talk to our buddy, I think, Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. He's up there watching and witnessing this. And, look, it's Father's Day on Sunday, so I will probably take this in. All right? I'll probably watch some of it. I don't know if I'm going to watch all.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, we're going to be watching guys really battle to try to win this. And, Mike, all of a sudden the field has come back, right? I mean, it looked like, okay, some guys might run away, and now I think this is anybody's game.
You've only got 5 guys under par right now.
And unbelievable.
It's funny. I was just having a discussion, not an argument, a discussion, an exchange of viewpoints, Carl, in a mature manner, which is rare these days on social media. Kids, if you're not teaching you history in school, read up on your own. Anyway, but as far as the U.S. Open, same thing you and I were talking about earlier. Sam Burns, by the way, is 5-under for the round. And he finished at 3-under. 5-under today, Carl, shot a 65. He's at 3-under. J.J. Spahn just bogeyed, so he's tied at 3-under. Thomas Detry from Belgium. Tristan Lawrence from South Africa. No disrespect. If these guys go on to be multiple major winners, but most people want to see the elites get it done. Now, I know the argument is, well, if the regular, you know, top 5 guys can't handle their water like Rory or DeChambeau, so be it. But to me, this is the antithesis of the Masters. The Masters, we all know the golf course, right, Carl? We know the holes.
Yes.
You know, but it's risk versus reward, right? You got to be really good. Masters is hard, and we've seen guys crap the bed at the Masters. But this is just like root canal. This is way too long. You know, you guys can't. You're barely getting on the green for a birdie. I don't want to watch this. It's only this one demographic who likes this: old farts. Old farts like this. I don't want to watch four. This is 4 days of bad television, okay? Bad tee shot, grind. Oh, a bogey. Who wants to watch guys bogey all day, Carl? So we'll see if the big names can step up. Adam Scott's in stalking distance at even par. We got a couple of guys in the top 25, like Sam Burns and Ben Griffin. But to me, I've never understood the U.S. Open turning this thing into basically the baton death march of pro golf.
Here's the cut line. It's plus six. And there are a lot of guys that aren't going to make this cut. Patrick Reed is one of them. We talk about Matsuyama's not going to be there. I'm looking at this list, Mike, and it is kind of a who's who, especially from the Americans.
Justin Thomas with a quadruple bogey on one hole. Four-putter, I should say, for a double bogey. He's not going to make the cut.
Neither is Rory.
Rory was terrible today. Sepp Straka from Georgia, 11 over today as well.
This has been a grind. But here's the other side of that, and I hear everything you're saying. Dustin Johnson either.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know. Here's the other side of this, though, Mike. This is by far the most challenging course these guys will play in a major all year long. Now,
right.
Depending on the weather for what is the Open Championship, which is the British, depending on, you know, the weather, that can be challenging as well. But just from a course layout, guys, the temperatures, it's not 150 degrees out there. The weather's fine. This is just, if you screw up one shot, if
right.
you misread a putt and you hit it just a few feet beyond the hole, you're probably gonna bogey. And the thing is, bogey is your friend in a major. And that's what Mike's talking about. You literally have guys going, if I bogey, I'm good. I'm going to be okay. Usually it's birdie. And so that standpoint of the U.S. Open is unique. But Oakmont,
right.
This course, man, and look, some people don't like it. I think the challenging part about this is how are your skills? We're talking about the best golfers in the world trying to maneuver this.
Right.
Mike says it's a grind. It's terrible to watch. Other people will say, man, you know what? I want to see these guys challenged. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, you know, it's like if you're a NASCAR fan. Yeah, some guys want to watch nothing but wrecks. I'd like to see some action. I want to see some passing when it matters, you know,
yep.
for points and for the lead. Sam Burns right now is leading. He's 28 years of age. He's a six-time winner on tour. His best finish in a major, see, Carl, can you hold your water?
Can he?
Was the last year's U.S. Open. He was ninth. So we'll see. He's from LSU, and he's won on tour, so maybe this is his breakthrough moment. We'll see.
All right, guys, as we said, we're out here to celebrate with our listeners, and they are not only bringing their fathers, but they're bringing someone special for whoever is in their life. It could be a coach. We said this, your grandfather. So as we get ready to get out of here, and we're going to be back Monday, 2 o'clock. We got a lot in store. We'll recap what went on with the Braves. The NBA Finals continues over the weekend as they shift gears and go back to OKC. Regardless of what happens tonight, it's 2-1, but if the Pacers go up 3-1, it may be done. But let's talk about dads for a sec, because we spent a lot of time earlier in the show talking about, you know, sons and fathers who played. And by the way, we left off a bunch of duos of
right.
dads who were really good. The Alou family with Moises
and his uncles.
I mean,
his Felipe's brothers.
We left that out, but we were talking about Bobby and Barry Bonds and Dale and Dale Jr. and, you know, the Griffies. Obviously, everybody
Chase
knows.
Elliott, his dad, Bill Elliott. You know, I mentioned. I think for me, the number one, if I could only pick one, it would be Archie Manning with Peyton and Eli.
Yeah,
you know, and Coop to a lesser extent, because obviously Coop never made it to the pros
with
a health issue. But that to have two sons,
the most successful,
to have two sons grow up and win two Super Bowls, that's at another level.
No, I agree. I brought up Steph and Dale Curry. Dale was a great shooter, great player, but Steph is on another level. But he had two sons that played in the NBA and has, and Seth and Steph.
There's so much in motorsports. We mentioned the Elliotts, the Andretti's, the Unsers. You know, the Earnhardts you talked about earlier. So there's a lot of that generational stuff. You know, and we talked, or if you missed the show earlier, the car connection, that's father and son stuff, or grandfather and son stuff.
You brought up Bobby and Brett Hull.
Man.
Oh, yeah, the Guerreros, Vlad, that's right. Good call, Day-Day.
The Rocket, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's the thing. Bobby Hull was a rock star, and his son was a stud, too. I mean, you got a father and son in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It's crazy. Yeah, I said earlier I would go with Bobby, and a guy got after me. Are you serious? I'm like, I think, Mike, it depends on if you watch Bobby. Statistically, I mean... I think Brett may have been better overall statistically, but Bobby was just a dominant player. And
right.
I don't know. It's all preference as far as who you
watch. But Bobby Hull, the Golden Jet, and again, his son.
This is incredible.
I mean, and no, I forgot that. You know, Gordie Howe's kids, they played hockey. Weren't as good as their dad, but Gordie Howe and his kids both played. Got to play together like the Griffies got to play together in Seattle.
Yeah, so take care of Dad this weekend, man. That's the message. Let him know. Again, we're not telling you to go get a bunch of gifts, but let him know how much they're loved and how much you care about them. Because this is the weekend where we celebrate dads. And Day Day brought it up earlier. You know, we're, dads don't get the love moms get, but it's different. And I think most dads aren't looking for all of that as far as the gifts are concerned. But if right. you tell your dad, and maybe you don't do this enough, and I'm going to tell you, mine's not here anymore. Tell him you love him. Tell him you care about him. Tell him thank you. Because it matters. And we take for granted, Mike. I know I did. All those times, like, oh, I'll see you next time. I'll see you tomorrow. Right. I'll talk to you next week. And then when that's not available, this hey. Weekend is a day where it pops up and it really hits you. And you're like, man, I wish dad was here.
Don't want to be maudlin because it's a fun weekend. But, yeah, I lost my dad. I was 23. He was 51. And I was making things happen in radio. But there's not a day goes by. The cool things we get to do almost every day. The people we get to talk to. But I wish I could share that with the old man. So to Carl's point, hey, man, you never know what's going on.
No.
Sometimes it's family dynamics. Hey, somebody – take one for the team. I was wrong, Dad. You're right. call your old man. Make that connection because you're going to regret it if you don't.
All right, guys. If you are wondering, again, Braves-Rockies, it is a huge series simply because we got to handle business.
Don't lose this series.
Don't lose this series. Well, Mike, here's the deal.
Don't even lose a game in this series.
Well, let me tell you this. If they do, it can't get any worse. Like, we thought it couldn't get any worse until it did.
Right.
But if that's the case, it can't get any worse this weekend because that would be a heartbreaker. By the way, just to tell you how they feel about us and the Rockies, it is minus 342
oh.
Braves tonight. So basically you're betting what, 300?
Right.
For to win.
As long as Bryce Harper doesn't give up three runs in the first inning. Now, again, they didn't support him. We talked about that with Grant last segment. He only gave up, I think it was four earned runs his last two starts. So he's been pretty darn good this last iteration of Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
But he does throw a hittable ball. So, let's go.
All right, man. Turtles coming up, by the way. Night show is on the way. We're going to be here hanging out with our listeners and our winners, and a lot of folks are showing up. It's really cool. And, again, a big shout-out to the restaurant, all the staff here doing a great job, and it's been cool this afternoon. Want to give a shout-out to Slim, our on-site engineer, and our man Day-Day for making it happen. Day-Day's been having a tough week, guys, and he showed up every day. And
dude, where's my car?
Did not complain. Was like, yo, let's get this. And so, Day-Day, appreciate you big time, man, as we continue to move along. Happy Father's Day, by the way. All right?
Same to you.
Yeah, man. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Garrett, let's clear our throat. Grant stopped by today. Also, man, we had a really good conversation with B-Mac, Brian McFadden, talking about all things in the NFL, our Falcons, and much more. We're back at you at 2 o'clock on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy dad and enjoy what should be a fun weekend, man. Mike Bell, man, let's get out of the way. Enjoy our listeners in this dinner tonight here at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. Dude hit me up on Twitter, Leroy ATL.
What's up, Leroy?
He goes, hey, man, I know you Dukes and Bell saw Russell Westbrook's opting out of his option.
Uh-oh.
Come on. He's 36. I mean, he had some moments, but he disappeared at times when they needed him to score 10 or 15 points down the stretch. If you're watching Denver, I mean, let's be honest. Russell Westbrook, yeah, if we got $5 or $6 million left over because he's declining a $3.4 million player option, first things first, let's go get a center. Let's go beef things up defensively, help out those guys, Dyson Daniels. But Russell Westbrook, okay, if no one else talks to him, sure, Hawks, knock yourself out.
I reposted this because Cube, I can call him Cube, stopped by the show last time he was in the ATL. I'm talking about Ice Cube, legendary rock and roll Hall of Famer Ice Cube from NWA. He put out on social media, TSA stole my iPad out of my bag tonight. United flight, he gives the flight number.
Yeah, I saw that.
Either LAX or O'Hara. I need my blank back ASAP, or it's a problem. I'm just saying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, man. TSA, if that's what's going down, that's a problem, and I don't like it one bit. Ice Cube, I hope you get your stuff back. But I'm just saying, you guys are there to make sure that our flights are comfortable, that we are not, you know, letting people on the plane, Mike, with unnecessary objects and things right. that should – there should be no way that this should be going on, but it is. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend. Happy Father's Day. If you love the show
– you tell your friends.
If you don't
– the TSA wasn't there to rescue you when a family's going to use your body.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.